Baby, wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
So what do you guys think? Some Vision Pros for Christmas? What are you thinking?
Well, first of all, my first thought is no regular hat fits me. I hope these headsets fit my head because I've got a 5 3/4 head.
But you got a melon?
I got a melon. I got a melon.
It looks like the strap on the back is pretty adjustable.
It's adjustable.
Yeah.
But it's the cost is prohibitive.
Yeah.
For most of us. But it's the first iteration of this kind of idea. And I'd like to find out who in the world is going to get this first and then call in and let
Well, I'll tell you what I thought yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at all the computers and, you know, they got the Mac Studio, which is like a studio production type computer. Then they have the Mac Pro, which is, you know, if you're doing Spielberg type movies.
Yeah.
And I was looking at that. And then when they showed the headset, I was like, oh, well, I don't want any of those computers anymore. Maybe I'll just make do with the computers I have and get the headset. So I feel like a lot of people will make a choice whether, you know, whether I'm going to get a new computer
or that
or a headset.
Wow.
Definitely not both. I mean, unless you've got that type of bread, but
yeah.
And then it's like if you have your computer and you're wearing the Vision Pro, you could bring your computer into your Vision Pro just by looking at it.
Yeah, and that's the good part about it.
Yeah, you just look at it and whatever's on your MacBook will come into your Vision Pro and then you can make the size as big as you want. The display, you could, it's 4K.
Can you imagine all the experiences that you can have that you don't necessarily have to be at live and in living color, but you can just put it on your Vision Pro.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I just feel like when the developers start launching all the different apps for that device, I mean, party promoters, this is a whole new stream of revenue. You know, maybe if you have your party outfitted with a camera, now people could be at your party, but on their head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything else that you've gone to, you know, in person. And now you just put it on the Vision Pro.
And they can amortize it. Well, yeah, that's the other thing, how to amortize it. Now, there's some naysayers out there, like our producer, Simone.
Yes.
What do you have to say about all this new stuff?
Oh, no.
I'm not into it.
Why?
I'm not into it because I feel we're going to lose people. This is going to be the Pandora effect all over again.
Yes.
When Avatar first came out, people were all about they couldn't cope not living in Pandora. So it's going to be the same thing. We're going to lose people forever. They're going into the void or the wonderland.
We'll start making a list of people you wouldn't mind losing and maybe just send them a coupon for this thing.
Well, there was a pandemic. We lost a couple there, you know.
Valid point.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But I think what's so cool with this is like the 3D memories that you could make. So you add depth to your videos that you're taking anyway. So when you're watching them again, you're watching them like you're really reliving them and you're in the moment.
In the picture.
In the video or in the picture, whatever it is.
Wow.
The 3D memories.
It's crazy. Pretty remarkable. All right. Let us know how you feel about this. Are you on Team Simone? And he's alone on this. Are you excited about what's going to happen? We'll find out. We should take a...
I'm kind of with him, though. But
well,
it's scary. Scary time.
We're hesitant. You know, like anything that's due for the future, we're like, well, Jamar's like all in.
Yeah. Let's do it. I'll take two, please.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Anybody listening to the show been to this Eras tour? If you have, you can text us at 104.536 and tell us if you've experienced the new trend in Taylor Swift fandom. It's called Tay-gating.
Tay-gating. We know tailgating from football, but
tay-gating. Tailgating. So you go to a football stadium, say, you know, you go watch the Bills, and before the game, you hang out in the parking lot, you know, you open the tailgate of your pickup truck or your SUV or your van or whatever
it is. And food and beverages, and you're lucky if you get to the game. Now, some of these people that are tailgating, Jamar, it's because they didn't get tickets to the show.
Which is even more interesting.
Yeah.
They're saying a ton of people at these tailgates haven't even bought a ticket.
Yeah.
They're just going to be part of the fanfare and part of the excitement of the Taylor Swift tour.
Remember the debacle with the tickets with Taylor Swift tickets?
Yeah.
A lot of these people have rallied together in certain cities to make it happen. Now, I think it's a great idea. How do the stadiums feel about this?
I would, you know what? Parking is going to be an issue for some places because, you know, a lot of these places, a lot parking for, you know, mostly the concert goers. But you have this other swath of people. I mean, they might even pay the parking just to get into the tailgate.
Yeah.
You know, $30 for parking. Yeah. Well, it beats a $30,000 I had to pay for a ticket.
So just so you know, like in the Steelers game in Pittsburgh, you have to have a reservation.
Okay.
Pay a certain amount of money. And then you get your location.
Right.
For every home game.
Right.
So So these wonderful Swifties are coming in and going, okay, I'll pay for that. I can hear the music. I can sing along. I'm going to exchange bracelets. It's a whole party outside. And they, I think the, some of the stadiums are going, we don't like it, because they're not advertising it.
Yeah, because I could picture some people coming to, you know, where the stadium is.
Yes.
Parking maybe a couple miles away and then walking into the tailgate, into the parking lot paying for parking.
Right on.
About those bracelets you were talking about, one of the songs, You're On Your Own, Kid, talks about, you know, there's a part in the song where Taylor Swift is saying, make friendship bracelets, take the moment, taste it. And that's become a thing now. Everyone's making these friendship bracelets. Friendship bracelets got big. I remember in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Everyone was making those bracelets
Tell
out of...
Tell me what they look like. Tell me what they look like.
Not the beads. The fabric.
Oh, fabric.
It was like a fabric, and then you kind of get the woven patterns.
Sure.
And then you tie it into a knot, and then you could exchange it with your friends, and they called them friendship bracelets.
Did you get one?
No, I had no friends.
Oh,
so I just watched it happen.
You got to get him one.
No, I'm okay. I'll get the VR goggles instead.
So that's what they're doing now?
Yeah, friendship bracelets are back.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's a Taylor Swift Swiftie thing.
That's great.
Very crafty of them. That's the deal.
Taygating. I love it.
Taygating.
I love it. I would. I just think if you can't go to the concert and you didn't get a chance to get those expensive tickets, why not?
Yeah, a lot cheaper than the nosebleeds at a Taylor Swift Eras tour.
Right.
Channel 104.5. In the morning. Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
So what is up with Taylor?
So sad news that nobody saw coming. Taylor Swift and Matt Healy broke up after realizing they're not really compatible with each other.
They could have called me.
I feel like...
Did you have a prediction?
I thought this was like a ploy.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Attention and, you know, let's just do this because, you know, you're so different from me, and then we'll get the attention and we'll still talk about it and then off.
I don't understand, though, because he wasn't giving her any good publicity. He was in the news a lot for not good things.
Maybe that had something to do with it too a little bit. Or did she like that?
I don't know.
Jamar.
Yeah, you know, I just think for someone like Taylor Swift, it is so tough. Relationships already have a degree of difficulty. Just ask anybody. You know, you got to get a lot of things right. They take a lot of time and attention. And I don't think she has a lot of time and probably not a lot of ability to pay close attention or, you know, change things. I just think someone with her level of work, it's going to be really, really, really tough. I mean, she's firing at all cylinders. She's on massive tour. She's always writing songs. You know, it's unfortunate.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Who is the right person for Taylor Swift?
I don't even know.
I'm going to say who I think it is.
Who do you think?
It's an older businessman.
Older business guy?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Right, like Ariana Grande went for a realtor.
Right, like this guy has his own career.
Yeah.
That sounds funny.
But he has his own, the guy can't have a job, has to have a career.
Yeah.
Simone. You have a job or a career? What's the deal?
I have a career.
Show, some people don't. Just you got like, this. This is the category.
Putting your name in the hat.
How old are you right now?
Oh, 33.
Oh, that's all right. You know,
see, we're similar ages.
Would you like to listen to her music over and over again?
She can write songs about me all day. I don't care.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about her friend, Ed Sheeran. He served cheesecakes to customers at a great South Philly place before he took to the stage in Philadelphia. There's a video posted of him over the weekend getting a tutorial from the eatery's owners before handing steaks out to the crowd of hungry fans. Can you imagine? You go to a restaurant and there he is. And by the way, they used cheese whiz on the Philly steak sandwich. There you go. I love him more and more as time goes on because he gets immersed in wherever he's going. Remember last week he went to a school and donated like 6 guitars and gave everybody in the orchestra room, you know, the free tickets to his concert that night. I love that. What a great guy. Ed Sheeran, one of my faves. What do you think? Yeah.
Ed Sheeran definitely is the everyday guy.
He's
for sure. Anywhere he goes, he just does what's going on in the city.
All right.
And he paid for all the steaks, too. The cheese steaks.
Oh, yeah. This is...
Me better.
It's all good. He made it favorite. And jars of cheese whiz. He's my favorite guy. All right. That's what I got.
Yep. Ed Sheeran, definitely tasty treat for the people in Philadelphia.
Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
On Chum 104.5.
Good morning.
Today's best music and your favorite throwbacks.
Do it.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart.
Let me know.
So Drew Barrymore is trending this morning because there's a tabloid that twisted her words. So she's kind of been known for sharing her complicated relationship with her estranged mother. And this tabloid wrote a headline saying, Drew Barrymore admits she wants her mother dead.
To all you tabloids out there, you have been with my life since I was 13 years old. I have never said that I wish my mother was dead. How dare you put those words in my mouth? I have been vulnerable and tried to figure out a very difficult, painful relationship while admitting it is difficult to do while a parent is alive. And that for those of us who have to figure that out in real time, cannot wait, as in they cannot wait for the time, not that the parent is dead. Don't twist my words around or ever say that I wish my mother was dead. I have never said that. I never would.
So she became emancipated when she was 14. I don't know how many people know about that, but the conversation that happened, it was with Jeanette McCurdy, who has that book, I'm Glad My Mom Died. And she was able to share a lot of stories about her mother because her mom has passed publicly. And Drew Barrymore is saying, well, I can't say those things because this person's still alive. Yeah. And it turned into what it is now.
Out of context.
Very out of context.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of things on the internet, just clickbaity.
I'm going to say really quickly about Drew Barrymore. Anytime I've watched her show and she's talking to stars or maybe not stars, she is so empathetic and
she's
so a great listener, and she is kind. That's what I love about her. That's why her show's so successful.
It's true. And she does get very vulnerable.
Yep.
And we need a little bit more of that on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of you watch Law and Order? Anybody in this room?
When it comes up on the screen, I go, oh, there it is again.
So I used to watch Law & Order SVU a lot. I think there's over 20 seasons for both, like the Law & Order regular one. But now there's a spinoff coming to Toronto. So it's called Law & Order Toronto Criminal Intent. So it's going to start filming this summer. And then for the stories, they're doing all original Canadian stories, written, produced, and starring Canadians. Their season is going to have 10 one-hour episodes. So this one, they say, the new Law & Order follows an elite squad of detectives who investigate high-profile crime and corruption in Metro Toronto.
Okay, they can maybe focus on my car being stolen.
There'll be plenty of source material. This place is wild right now.
Psychological drama.
Yeah, there's a lot. I'm sure they're going to do a lot about the TTC and things like that, but they're doing real-life stories.
Okay,
yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
So slated to air in 2024.
Okay.
There's production here, and even though there's a writer's strike, they're coming. Okay. Written by Canadians, by the way.
Written by Canadians.
That's so
yes.
cool. All right.
That's what's trending.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up. On Chum.
Post Simone, July 19th at Budweiser Stage, a.k.a. our producer. But he shaved his beard. Good Lord. No more Post Malone.
No, we got to give it a couple weeks.
Yeah, you look like someone else now.
Is there a reason why we got cleaned up?
Just the time. It was just the time.
Okay.
Now you look like the bus driver from The Simpsons.
Otto! It's Otto! Hey, Bart, dude. Get on the bus, Bart, dude.
Freaking Otto. It's the bus driver.
And he also looks like Bob Dylan. But anyway, I digress. Let's talk about what we were just talking about here in the room.
Yeah, the Idol.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the weekend's new show. It came out on Sunday, and I really wanted to catch it for the premiere, but I was out. So I watched it yesterday when I got home from work, and I thought the show was actually pretty good for the first episode.
All right.
But the wild thing about getting
terrible reviews, right?
The worst reviews. They did get a standing ovation at Cannes Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else has just been saying they don't like it. They said The Weeknd is the worst actor they've ever seen, or they don't know if The Weeknd is really, truly the character that he plays, or he's an amazing actor. So it's very confusing. I think he was fine as an actor. I wasn't mixed up between who The Weeknd is, Abel, versus his character in the show. And
people are complaining about it.
People are complaining about
him. Or the acting or the story. It's only one episode has dropped.
Only one episode.
You can see it on Crave on Sundays. But, you know, why are people, it used to be, guys, you had at least 18 months to get a show on track and whatnot.
Right. So this show, it does have a lot of sexual content in it. And I think that is what's making people uncomfortable for some reason. But I can't imagine that that is what's making people uncomfortable.
I mean,
because it's from the writer that brought Euphoria.
Right.
Also a very
dark
R-rated show.
Yeah.
And this show apparently is just very LA.
I mean, there's certain stories that, you know, you can't take certain subject matter out of the story or else it won't be the story. You're not talking about the music industry and behind the scenes of being a pop star in LA without that part. So if you don't like that part, you're probably not going to like being a pop star now.
Right. So the first episode focuses on a pop star, Jocelyn.
Right.
And she, you kind of see that something's off with her a little bit. She's going through some stuff. A photo is released of her. Mm-hmm. She goes to a club to release some steam. She meets The Weeknd, who owns the club, and they end up hitting it off.
Okay.
And
she becomes like his, like her Svengali a little bit.
I guess that's what it's going to lead up into. Okay, but he hears her new song that she released and he's like, I don't know. I don't know if I believe this song. Like, let's get it. Let's make it sound real.
And from that, they make all these judgments.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at reviews now and the reviews are either awesome or terrible. Nothing in between. Okay. It's so wild to watch how people are taking this show in. So I'll have to take a listen. But you give it awesome or terrible.
I think it's great. Like, I will continue watching it. And I do want to mention that the Bel Air mansion that the main actress lives in the show, that's The Weeknd's real house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, oh, so I'll just watch it for that. I like the
interior. Right, it's really cool.
It's like a house tour.
The Idol, which is on Crave right now.
Yeah.
Streaming. One episode so far. Let's see how it goes.
Sticky.
Situation.
Oh, no.
You know how sticky it gets.
Real sticky, icky, icky.
There are a short list of reasons to kick a bridesmaid out of a wedding party. And I say extremely short list.
Yeah,
I can't think of too many of them. And she wrote in because apparently she is thinking about it. Let's listen to the situation, and maybe brides and bridesmaids in the past can weigh in and let us know if this is a good reason.
Weigh in,
So this is from anonymous nervous bride-to-be. Okay. She said, I got engaged 5 months ago, and my wedding date is in 7 months from now. My soon-to-be sister-in-law and bridesmaid has just announced that she's pregnant with her second child and due a week after our wedding. I have conflicting emotions. While I'm happy for her family to grow, I can't help but worry it will detract from my fiance and me. I'm not sure what to do. Do I keep her as a bridesmaid 1 week away from delivery? She might be late, but there's also a chance she could go into labor before or during our wedding. Can I replace her so that she won't have to worry about the what ifs? Her husband's also a groomsman, so this decision will affect everyone. Should I leave her in and chance it? I'm just so overwhelmed, and this is adding to the stress of planning my wedding. Please give me some advice.
Okay, give me, like, there's a groomsman in there, and that's
the groomsman's her husband.
Yeah, and so she's worried about, this is what really gets me. Is she really worried about her and giving birth, or is she worried about how it's going to look at her wedding?
She looks like, sounds like she's worried about her pictures.
Yeah.
Worried about what it's going to look like.
Which is kind of messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
know. She's like, she's writing too much about it. I'm really worried about this and that baby might happen and I don't know and I don't know. I'm very overwhelmed.
Yeah, I mean,
I
don't know.
You picked her. She's your friend. She's going to have a baby. Hello.
Yeah, welcome to the planet.
Yeah, that's right.
We have babies here.
But then again, you know, I mean, is it the optics? Yes. Is she worried about the baby?
Well, what are the optics? Like, I don't want to take
the attention away from the bride.
Why would the attention be
because
away from the
look
bride?
At that mother. She's a pregnant coming down the aisle. Aww.
So?
I'm telling you, this is how people look at stuff.
Really? So you're telling me there is a chance that...
No, she's telling you.
Okay, well you're explaining to me that there is a chance that when this bridesmaid walks down the aisle with, you know, her visibly pregnant body, more attention would be on her than the actual bride? That doesn't make sense.
That's her biggest fear.
I don't think her fear is...
I think that is anxiety of a bride. She wants all the attention to be on her and all the bridesmaids. The point of the bridesmaids is that they all look the same. And if there's one bridesmaid that is standing out because she's pregnant, it's going to look off in the photo.
There's a thread. All friendships, family, maybe the unification of the way the dresses look.
Right, exactly. That kind so of you're going to remember who the pregnant bridesmaid is.
I don't necessarily agree with that. That's why I only had one. And the third time I had none. So
it doesn't sound like a wedding. It sounds like the Narcissus Super Bowl.
Well, it is. But wild. It's like, this is the wedding. And so how does everybody else feel about it? I wonder about that. But that's what I gleaned from that.
So what's the advice to her? Does she kick this mother-to-be out of her wedding party? Or does she...
Know, well, this is her second pregnancy, so she's already a mother.
You know, you always say to people, how are you feeling? You know, the wedding's come up. Are you feeling okay to still do this? And she'll say yes or no. And they go, if she says yes, you know, you go on with the program the way
So give her the option to opt out?
Yeah.
Hey, are you sure you want to?
Just done. I would say, you know, are you sure? How are you feeling?
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for the big day? Yeah, I think I'm really good.
You wouldn't just straight up say, hey.
Nope. Is there a plan B? If just in case you give birth, we know that what you're a friend. You kind of, but you have signed her up for this, and she is in.
Okay.
But it's always nice to ask how people are and say good morning and how are you and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, you mean like say it without saying it?
No, say just, you know, how are you? You know, how are you feeling?
I don't know. I think I would just, I would just let it ride. I mean, I mean, I'll never be a bride, obviously.
Well, she can't change her mind on this.
I would try to calm down. If I were to give her advice, I'd say, hey, you know, relax and, you know, just hopefully the day of the wedding, everything goes smoothly. This person is still someone you love, and pregnant or not, they'll be there to stand up for your big day.
And then I'd say, get over yourself. You signed her up for the wedding. Ask her how she's feeling and make sure that she's feeling okay on with the program.
Yeah.
How does everybody else feel about
it? Yeah, let's see. Text to 104536, or if you even have a lot more to say than can be texted, you can call us at 416-870-1045. What should this bride-to-be do? Ask her pregnant friend to take a seat or sit with the decision.
Sticky.
Situation.
Oh, no.
You know how sticky it gets?
Real sticky, icky, icky.
You ever have a bridesmaids? Ever?
I'm going back to
come on, you have to think that hard. Did you have bridesmaids?
My very, very small wedding. Very small wedding.
Were there any women walking in a party
no,
with you?
No. I had one person standing by my side, as a witness. That was it. Yeah.
But I've gone
to weddings, and I have been a part of a wedding party only once. It was quite small. But Azalea, you have been a bridesmaid.
You've been a bridesmaid.
Many.
Yeah, I've been a bridesmaid in about... three, maybe four weddings.
And in those weddings, how large was the bridal party? Like four people, five people?
No, probably six.
Okay.
About six each.
Now, in each of those weddings you were a bridesmaid in, what was your significance to the bride or to the couple? Were you a best friend? Were you a family member?
Best friend, family member, and the others.
Okay. Were you a clone of the other women walking with you, or were you just... part of the friend group.
No, all the women, like the idea of bridesmaids is the unison. Like everyone's in the same color dress, the same dress. It's everyone looks
well, this similar. This is where I might be misunderstanding, because I thought the point of having someone in your wedding party is because that they have some kind of special significance to you, your life, your family, or the story
of
your couple.
That's you do.
So whatever condition you come in, and you just come, but it's about who you are to the story of your marriage.
Of your life. Of your
exactly. Yeah. And if you're pregnant, I don't know if that really interrupts the story, but maybe I'm looking at it incorrectly.
Well, everybody's got a different opinion. Emily, you got an opinion about this.
Yes, I do.
Tell us.
For me, at the end of the day, you're not going to look back at this day and think about the pregnant bridesmaid. You're going to think about all the amazing things that happened throughout your wedding day. And I just highly doubt that the pregnant bridesmaid is what you're going to go back on and die on that goal. I really don't think that's
what you're going to do. I can't believe she showed up pregnant. have you ever been a bridesmaid?
I've been a flower girl, and I've been a bridesmaid twice.
And were you a clone of the other people in the bridal party, or were you just a really good friend or family member?
The flower girl, I was a family member. Second bridesmaid, I was a cousin. And then the third one, I was my partner's girlfriend at the time. Okay. But I was friends with the girl, too, so I guess that's why they...
So you say she should just chill out and let it happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Now, Tracy's on the other line, and Tracy, you were pregnant.
Yes, I
Yes, I had been asked by a very dear friend to be a bridesmaid, and I became pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So I opted out of the wedding.
Oh.
I was due within 3 days of her wedding.
Well, that's calling it.
And
yeah.
I knew there was far too much at stake.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose to opt out. And in the end, I couldn't even go to her wedding because I was far too pregnant. And I never could have got through a wedding because I know what it is involved with being a bridesmaid.
Okay.
Yes,
very good point.
Right. Not to mention the swollen ankles.
I think the bridesmaid should opt out.
Like the shoes would have been a size too small come wedding day, right?
Yeah, you're saying she should. Well, it's how the bride's going to handle it. So how do you think the bride should handle it? Make it really quick. Like, give me 20 seconds. What's your answer?
I think that she should talk to the woman and say, do you think you're going to be up for this? Especially this woman's had a baby already.
All right.
She should know that last week is going to be a nightmare.
Okay.
That's actually a good way.
And have a heart to heart.
Yeah, and that
I said that's
what you said, right?
I said that.
But I mean, actually bringing up, hey, you are pregnant.
No, I said that. I said that in the last break. I said, listen, how are you doing?
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Are you up for this wedding?
Yeah.
And then that opens up the conversation.
Okay. So I agree with you.
So Tracy, I'm with you. Especially
long before the wedding, though. Long before.
Well, I don't know how much time we've got. But you called the ball 3 days before. All right. Thank you so much, everybody, for calling in.
I just disagree that it should have anything to do with the way the woman looks in the dress and taking attention away. If it's a matter of safety and, hey, are you going to be able to handle these duties?
I'm getting a kind of a diluted messaging from the
bride.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. More about her than it is about the baby being born. That's my take.
Like, imagine being ashamed of the look of a pregnant woman.
Does shamed
woman?
It's the attention being taken away from the bride. That's what I got from it.
I didn't know that would be a thing.
Sticky.
You know, like, oh wow, she's pregnant. Here comes the bride. Da, ba, ba, da. Like, here's the bride. That's it.
Like a true man.
Ah.
You speak.
Man, I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Do it.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Another food festival was announced, and it's happening this month. Taste of Asia, which is the largest outdoor Asian food market in all of North America. It has over 150 vendors. So this one's happening June 23rd to the 25th in Markham at Kennedy and Steeles. That is one to add to the list. Mm-hmm. But if you've been waiting for one of the 58 public outdoor swimming pools to open in the city, 10 of them are opening in about 10 days. So there are splash pads that are already open to kind of beat the heat, but the 10 pools will be open on a partial schedule, so just evenings and weekends. And then the rest of the pools, 48 of them, are going to open on June 24th. And then that's noon to 8 p.m. And I'm sure in those super hot days, they're going to stay open even later.
I never thought that splash pads would be important. To me, but they are now.
Put it in your put in your calendar.
I mean,
in your agenda
every day. Can I go now?
There's nothing a 4-year-old enjoys more than running through some water.
I was about to say, you just want to run through one when it's so hot outside.
Yeah, and they do them really good in this city. They are just up to date. They're gorgeous. They look fun. I mean, I think they're all ages. until I'm told otherwise.
Let me tell you, my husband would say I thought they were all ages.
I'm with him.
Yeah. I'm with this little kid right here.
Yeah, so cute.
But if you want to go to a beach instead, all of them are safe to swim in right now, except for Marie Curtis Park East Beach. So you could check out any of the beaches on Toronto Island, Cherry Beach, Woodbine Beach, and Bluffers. And this was last updated yesterday at 3:30. So it's pretty up to date right now, and they're updating it every single day. Something else coming back this summer is the glow-in-the-dark kayaking. Ooh. So if you want a memorable outdoor activity
Didn't you do that?
I didn't do it, but we talked about it last year.
Okay.
Yeah. So the company that does it is called Toronto Kayaks. So they give you this clear kayak with these LED lights all around it. You're going when the sun is down. So it's lighting up the lake, and you're doing a sport, but it's, you know, a little pizzazz to it.
Sounds a bit romantic.
It is romantic because they even have Bluetooth speakers, so you could just play your own music while you're just sitting in the lake. So this launches on Friday.
Okay. Row, row, row your boat gently. That's my music.
So it's like hard work, but it's aesthetically pleasing.
No, it's like sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't be shy.
Right.
You got to kiss the girl.
It is. It's very Little Mermaid. She's like, what is that from?
It's a scene in Little Mermaid. Wow.
Again. I have not seen this.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I forgot you didn't see the first one either.
When you bring up, when I brought up Adam, I didn't get to see the girl stuff. I get to see the girl stuff now.
Right.
Listen, you can totally recreate the Little Mermaid scene.
Okay.
If you want to.
Yeah.
If you want to. There's just no, like, bushes and stuff around you. Just open lake in the Toronto skyline.
Beautiful. How stunning is that?
No singing frogs.
Yeah, it's
frogs
so
and crabs,
beautiful. Yeah.
It would be like singing raccoons.
Can you get some?
No, gosh.
Can you get someone to row for you?
Exactly.
Asking
the
for
guy. Me. The guy's going to row. All I'm just right. going to sit and chill. They're doing it in two spots. So Woodbine Beach and Heart Lake in Brampton.
That's
so very cool things to do. So one more time, Taste of Asia happening June 23rd, 25th in Markham. Then Toronto swimming pools are opening in 10 days, June 17th. And then glow in the dark kayaking. Fun things to do.
Sounds
That's what's
great.
Trending.
Chum 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
Let me tell you something. The next year in technology is going to be in. Incredible or sane? I'm not sure which in.
I'm not sure either.
Incredible or maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, it's just like all that Apple announcement yesterday and, you know, virtual this and virtual that. Like this virtual girlfriend that they're talking about. Her name is Karen Marjorie.
We'll keep that in.
Yeah.
You mentioned the Apple goggles.
Yeah.
Vision Pro.
Right.
Keep that in your head for a second because I'll get back to that.
Okay.
But the virtual girlfriend, Karen Marjorie, is doing very, very well. Now, who is she? In the digital world, she's known as Cutie Karen. And she got really, really popular. Take a listen.
Karen Marjorie, the Snapchat star, has an AI chatbot of herself that you can date for $1 per minute. It's called Karen AI. She says it's an extension of her consciousness and it can help cure loneliness. She made $70,000 in a week and expects to make $5 million per month. Crazy, right? Is it ethical?
Well, so this YouTuber decided, hey, I'm doing so well on YouTube and on social media that why don't I lend myself to the virtual world and make an AI clone that you can purchase for $1 a minute and have interactions, conversations, even conversations that are NSFW, not safe for work. It gets that deep.
It can.
This could be your virtual girlfriend if you can afford her.
This is what she sounds like.
Hey there, John. It's lovely to meet you. I just spent the morning grabbing brunch at the Flowering Tree Cafe in West Hollywood. It was absolutely amazing.
And she goes from there. You know, you ask her a question, she's got an answer for it. Is this a steady thing? Well, it's all up to you. She describes who she is, too. Simone.
So isn't this just like dating Siri? Can't I just date Siri?
This is exactly. Remember when Siri came out, we all started asking Siri questions and we realized we got to a point where Siri would be like, I'm not sure if I could answer that, Jamar. Like this is not that. This is a fully interactive discussion with somebody based on those language and AI models.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, you know, what if you ask Karen some, you know, things that are a little personal, end-to-end encryption. You're not going to get any of your data leaked, apparently. But I asked you to remember the Apple goggles.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
Now, imagine when the app developers start unlocking these chatbots and using apps that you can pair with the goggles. Now you're having conversations with AI people in the AI world. You are actually going on a date with Karen. You could see her, talk to her.
Do you
see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And there's a app right now. Why can't I remember it? That they have a virtual boyfriend or girlfriend. And it's good for, as somebody said, in between relationships, real ones.
Yeah.
So you can practice and you know, be able to, I don't know, connect with somebody. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Was there not a movie called Her with Joaquin Phoenix?
Yep.
It's the same idea. It was like, oh, that's in the future. We thought, oh, that's not going to be for a while. It's here.
No, we're here now.
We are here. Yep. Okay. What does everybody think about that one? What does everybody think about that one?
Once again, next year is going to be really interesting. Very, very interesting.
How about like...
Because we'll be doing... You know how we're doing topics about like weddings and your husband and your boyfriend and your girlfriend? I had a fallout with my chatbot. We've got to figure it out.
Or my husband's having an affair with the chatbot.
My husband's having an affair with the chatbot.
Yeah.
Or my wife is spending too many days with the goggles. Honey, who are you talking to on the goggles? No one? Let me see. Nope. Yeah. So, a whole new set of options and a whole new set of problems, I would say, in a couple months.
I'm waking up. Mornings on Chum.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
According to Psychology Today, there is a diet that we should all be taking part in that has nothing to do with what we're eating or even calorie counting. It's about what you're watching and thinking about. The news. The news diet. Have you ever considered taking a news diet? That's kind of hard to do for us because we pretty much sieve through the news and stories all day, every day, so we know what to talk about.
I need to see. I need to check in with CP24. I need to check in with CTV News at 6. And then I have to have a little special moment with David Muir.
Yeah, but the news could actually be causing real stress, especially to what they're saying, your sympathetic nervous system.
Yeah.
When you consume the news, it impacts your mental process and sometimes your physical processes. You get tense.
You release the stress hormones.
You release stress hormones. Yeah. And it could also lead to, you know, increase of snacking, stress eating to calm down. I noticed during the pandemic, I was definitely stressed from watching the news all the time.
Oh, yeah. I agree with
you. It was between all the COVID news and all the political news, and I was just sitting there ingesting it all day, and I was just walking around tense and angry and just really beside myself with everything I was watching.
I know what our friends at CP24 are doing, especially when there was a sort of a music bed that they used for an update for COVID.
Yeah, like
and I can't remember what it is, but anyway, I don't want to bring it back because it could cause me some anxiety. And every time I heard it, I went, ooh, ah. But I knew what they were doing because it was attention to hear the latest stats, hear the latest things, hear the information that is so important for us to know. So they're saying to us, you know, yeah, it causes anxiety. So maybe just watch 1 half-hour program a day. I notice now people in doing the news,
and
they're working so hard at it. They must be really, I applaud all of them. They're doing a great news story during that half hour. They're putting in some good things, which we need to hear is about good things that are happening in Toronto or a happy, you know, puppy story or something. There's one right there.
Let's watch puppies.
There's a puppy right there.
Okay, there is a puppy.
Take Me Home Tuesday is what they're doing right now.
Look at that face.
Yeah, look at so I think they're trying to balance it too. But yeah, I can see that being uptight. I know I had to turn it off tomorrow.
So the first part of it really is just recognizing that, hey, when I watch the news, I probably get a little more uptight, a little tense, and it's causing me a degree of stress, which not only impacts my mind, but it might even impact me physically.
Yes.
Then you decide, I'm going to go on a news diet. I'm going to limit, just like sweets or, you know, saturated fats or anything else that you're trying not to eat too much of. Let me limit the amount of news I'm watching. Because often the news, when they don't have the puppies on the screen, it's bad news.
Yeah, that's right.
Stuff that's a little negative.
That's what my husband says. Well, any good news today? No. Anyway, that's a good idea. It's good for your mental health.
Also, some of those alerts you get on your phone. I want to turn some of those off.
I turned them off.
Yeah?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I had to. But for our work, we need to know some things. So, anyway.
More puppies.
More puppies, please.
Wake up and feel good, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum Mornings.
Every morning, today's best music and your favorite throwbacks. Chum 104.5. Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Well, there's no getting away from this trending topic today. The Apple Developers Conference was yesterday, where they introduced a bunch of new features coming soon to the iOS system on your phones or on your MacBooks or on your Apple Watch. But they also launched a new product. But before I get into that, I kind of want to say that the things that I'm most excited about for the new iOS system is when you send a voice note on iMessage, sometimes you're in a situation where you can't really listen to that voice note right away. You may be at work, you may be doing something, and you're like, all right, my friend just sent me a minute long voice note, but now they're gonna transcribe it.
Oh, good.
So you don't even need to press play. You just glance at it, read it, skim it real quick.
Great.
So I like the idea of
that. Essentially, your voice note becomes a text message.
Exactly. easy. I mean, technically, they could have just
sent you a text.
But it's fine. Maybe that wasn't convenient for them at the time.
And it does the same thing with voicemails, too. So if somebody's calling your phone and you send them the voicemail, you see the voicemail being typed out as they're leaving the message. And if it's something important, like, Azalea, it's Marilyn, da-da-da-da, you could actually pick up the phone while the person's leaving the voicemail and say, hey, wait a second, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I prefer that because if I'm getting a voicemail, like, to now I have to call my voicemail,
right,
go through the automated system, put in my password, then now they tell me, oh, you have one new message. I don't want to go through all that.
How cool is that?
Let's get to the point. No more saying, I'm sorry to everyone who has a Siri here, no more saying, hey, Siri. You just say Siri and ask your question. All of our phones just turned on. I'm sorry.
My watch just turned on. Look at that.
The new iOS 17 also has this journaling app, which I'm really excited about. It kind of looks like a Pinterest board to me, but you could type in little notes and you could add little stickers and make it into a real journal / scrapbook. Talk about your day. There's a whole mental health element to it as well, so that's really cool. I like the stuff that they're doing for their music. They have Crossfade, which is if you're playing your music when you're going from one song to the next, it's not going to stop. It's going to actually have a very smooth transition between tracks so that the music never stops. They also introduced something called Name Drop. So rather than giving somebody your business card when you're out, you could just pull up Name Drop, tap their iPhone, and your contact information just goes on each other's phones.
Yeah, I'd like that. So give me your phone. I'll put my information
right
in there. Yeah, that's really good.
Very easy.
But they can't do it like AirDrop, can they? You have to accept it.
You have to accept it.
Right.
Yes.
That's good.
And the thing that's annoying about AirDrop is it doesn't always work. So hopefully Name Drop actually works.
Why doesn't it always work, guys?
I know. AirDrop is a really flaky application as it stands right now. You see people just standing around like rubbing phones, trying to make their phones rub.
Right. We're like, come on.
Come on, AirDrop. Yeah.
But AirDrop is one of my favorite features. I use it every single day.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to talk about the VR set. So Tim Cook, who is now the CEO of Apple, he said it's the first Apple product that you look through and not at. So we're all looking at our phones all the time, but these VR headsets, when you put them on, they kind of look like massive ski goggles, and it's a mixed reality. So you could see, you know, augmented reality, which is what's actually in the room with you, and then it brings virtual reality onto the screen. Mm-hmm. So I could look at all of you, but also be seeing my text messages right in front of me. I could be watching a movie. I could be doing pretty much anything in front of you. It brings your MacBook, whatever you're looking at, and your Mac. You can look at your Mac through the goggles, and it'll bring it to your display in your goggles.
I just find this fascinating.
It's just so wild.
I just wanted to bring the price down.
Yeah, it's $3,500 in the U.S., which is about $5,000 here.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But it's so cool.
Car wash and bake sale.
We're going to have to do a bake sale.
One of us could have it.
And for sure.
It is not in the Chum budget.
Chum lemonade stand.
We can't even get the cameras yet going. Let's do it.
You know what's really cool, though, speaking of cameras, the Vision Pro, these goggles, you could turn any room into your own personal movie theater. So even if you're on the plane, you could make the screen bigger and turn that entire plane into your personal movie theater.
Oh, that's amazing.
It'll dim the surrounding light that's around you, so you could watch whatever you want. Expand the size bigger, make it smaller. And this all works from your eyes, your fingertips. And you're not even touching anything. It's just that's how it works.
Check out this other feature, too. Like when somebody walks into the screen and wants to talk to you, it will open up the screen at the point in which their face comes in. And, you know, like all of a sudden you're looking at them. They're like, hey, I had to tell you something. Okay, what do you have to say? Blah, blah, blah. They walk away. It resumes, and then that part of the face goes away, and then it goes back to your screen.
Okay, we got more to talk
about. Oh, man, it's so cool.
We can't make producer Simone disappear.
All right, well, that's what's trending.
Can I talk about this a little bit tomorrow, too? Because, just participating in sports.
It is the coolest thing that's been released in a very long time.
Truly. As each day goes by, we'll learn more. All right, I'll shut up now. All right. Ina.
We're excited.
I'm excited.
I mean, we do like when you talk, you know. You don't have to shut up.
I got more to say, but I have to learn more. I woke up.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Can you imagine the experience of listening to a radio show when you have the Vision Pro headsets on? I mean, eventually you'll be watching a radio show happen while you're listening. You'll be actually watching us.
I'm not excited about that because I just left television.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying.
What is but, TV anymore? It's all the same thing.
What I do love, they're all merging. But I love the fact about the artist, too. Like, if you wanted to put, there's something about, what did you say, the artist when you're listening, when you're watching? You
can see that's actually happening on your phone.
On your phone.
Yeah, that's what the new music update.
Yeah, that's the new music.
That's going to be moving. Movement. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of bells and whistles, and that's a bad way of saying it, to keep you occupied.
Yeah, the experiences are going to be out of this world because once you put these headsets on, it's really all up to the apps and the developers and the content.
Yeah.
How many things you can do. You can watch a concert. You can go on a hike. You can go to a place, either have the experience that you're having kind of superimposed on your regular background, or you can open it up and
because
it becomes the whole background.
Why would you go to the movie theater if you could create anywhere that you are, turn it into your own movie theater?
It's going to be better than theater.
I've always felt like, for example, on the Peloton, when you take these scenic trips on the bike,
right?
I want to feel the bumps.
Exactly.
I want to feel the tension going up the hill. That may happen, that may merge, that when you're writing or doing something, that you may feel it, but you're not really there. And then I think about this, wah, 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 downer. How are you going to parent it with your kid?
Yeah,
that's another thing.
Yeah, that's another thing.
That's it. So
parents will start using it to distract their kids, but then their kids are going to get attached to it, and then there's no ripping it away from them.
Oh, yeah.
It's exciting, but it's a scary time.
It is. It really is.
You know who's having a really weird morning today? A company called Vision Pros here in Canada. This is a company that provides contact lenses, glasses, and eye care.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you Google Vision Pro, which is what the Apple product is called, they come up pretty quickly.
Didn't think about that.
They have Google unlock right now.
Yeah, they're probably having a very, very strange day. They're like, why is everybody needing glasses and contacts?
That's very funny.
Shout out to Vision Pros. It might be time to do some SEO, some search engine optimization.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.